The Children's and Families team leader here at St. John's, newly posted for those of you that don't know me. Welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. We can't wait to greet you, to meet you, and to have conversations with you as well. And also to all these guys here, thank you for coming. This is the first time I've seen this, and I came for rehearsals yesterday and was slightly flabbergasted, actually. It's pretty amazing. Later on, we're going to hear from myself and from Amy, who's the curate here at St. John's.
Just in case you don't know me, my name's Amy, and I am the curate here at St. John's. So it's harvest, and I imagine that some of you will have been gathering together some produce or something that you can give at harvest time, perhaps in school, or perhaps you brought something today. If you haven't seen it, there's a bit of a collection at the back if you want to add to that. So who has given something so far for harvest? Who's brought some stuff in? Yep, there's a few hands here. Okay. There's a little bit of room for improvement there, I think. Plenty of time. Yes, we're here at St. John's, we're collecting, and all that produce will go to the Fareham and Gosport Basics Bank. So that's how that's going to be distributed here. And I'm sure that your schools will be doing something similar. So if you brought something for your harvest collection, what did you bring? Who's willing to tell me what they brought? What did you bring?
I bring some baked beans.
Baked beans. Cannot go wrong with a tin of baked beans. Excellent. Anybody else bring anything? Anything interesting? Random? Oh, look, I can spy more baked beans. More baked beans ready to go into the collection. Fantastic. Anybody bring pasta? Yeah, pasta's always good. Tinned goods, dry goods, things that they can pass on to other people. Now, we're very fortunate, aren't we? Because we have enough that we can do that. Do you know what? For most of us, it's not much of a hardship to add something extra into the trolley in the supermarket, is it? And then offer it to the Basics Bank. So we're really very lucky in that respect. But where does that food come from? I mean, obviously, for most of us, it comes from the supermarket. But, you know, the things that we buy, we have to grow it, don't we? It all ultimately has been grown at some point or another, hasn't it? You know, we're a bit kind of removed from the process these days, but the things still come out the ground, don't they? Or out the sea or you know, across the hills and that kind of thing. We are reliant on the natural world, aren't we, the earth, to produce our food for us. And what is one of the significant things that we cannot grow anything without? There's a few things that we really need. Some of the little mini scientists among you might be aware. What's one of the things that you can, and you're willing to tell me? Come on, it's okay. What can we not do without? If we're going to grow something, what do we need?
Sunshine.
We do. We absolutely do. We need sunshine. What else do we need?
Water.
Water. Yes, absolutely. And that's what I'm particularly interested in. What are you going to say? Sorry.
Seeds.
And seeds, yes, very, very important as well. But it's the water and the sunshine that are really, really important. And today, you might have noticed that when we were singing, the picture behind the words was actually water. You might expect it to be more like this, to be the sort of fields and the kind of the harvest. But actually, without water, none of that is possible. We all are completely reliant upon water to live. I believe the statistic is that we cannot go more than 3 days without water. And everything that we eat needs water to be grown. So today, we're going to be having a collection for a charity called Water Aid. There's a bucket here, which you might want to contribute to towards at the end of this service. And just to explain a little bit about what Water Aid does and why it's important, we've got a little video which hopefully we can play to you now.
Thank you.
Well, I think that gives us a really clear indication of how important water is for growing things, for keeping healthy, for staying alive. You might have been wondering why we kind of took the tone down a bit with the last hymn or song. You know, imagine a world without any flowers, without all of those things that we enjoy. But they are all reliant on water and that the world it needs to survive. We are now going to link that created order, that amazing world that we have, with a story in the Bible. So I'm going to ask, where is she, to come and read. Where are you? There you are. Sorry, hiding at the back there. He's going to come and read to us from the Bible.
The reading is taken from John chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, and it's entitled Jesus and the Woman of Samaria. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard Jesus is making a baptism more disciples than John, although it was not Jesus himself, but his disciples who baptized, he left Judea and started back to Galilee, but he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near a plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you are a Jew? Ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria." Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is it that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? And are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flock drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become to them the spring of water, gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." This is the word of the Lord.
Not quite sure where to stand. It's one of those. I don't want to tell my back to you. I'm going to stand up here. Sorry. There we go. That's better. Just as Amy was saying earlier about our basic needs. We had the video from Tear Fund, basic needs of water, of food, of keeping clean. But there's more to life than just our basic needs. There is more to life than just food, there is more to life than just water, and there is more to life than just keeping clean. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to give us life. He came to free us from our sins and to give us more to live for. During the reading, we heard how Jesus asked a Samaritan woman for water. Now, that doesn't really sound like much, does it? Asking someone for water. But actually, Jesus was a Jew. And Jews and Samaritans, they kind of don't get on. Possibly a little bit like Portsmouth and Southampton supporters. Obviously, Portsmouth is the... Jews and Samaritans hated each other. And one thing that they definitely would not be doing is sharing water from the same jug. Jesus goes on to talk to her and tells her that there is something better than the water that she was going to drink. Although this is a need for her, it is something that she would have to constantly go back and refill. Jesus offered her the living water, the Holy Spirit. He offered her eternal life. The Samaritan woman was so excited by this that she felt everyone in her city needed to know. So she had made that possibly quite long journey to go and get water. She had heard what Jesus said. She left her bucket there and went back to the city. That's how important the message was. She went back to her city to explain to everybody what had happened. Everybody came back to talk to Jesus. And it was all because of what Jesus said to her. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give you, the water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up of eternal life." Jesus is offering her, a Samaritan woman, the living water, the Holy Spirit, flowing through the hearts of believers to bless and bring life and light to this world. Jesus took the time and the initiative to talk with this woman about eternal life, about the living water. He didn't exclude her from the offering. He didn't shut her out just because of who she was or what she had done. He doesn't exclude any of us, no matter what our past might bring. Jesus broke down those barriers so that this woman and so many others could hear the good news and receive the living water. Just as Jesus breaks down barriers today so that we can realise there is more to life than just going to the shops, going to work and our daily grind. There is so much more to life than this.